On today's Technobabble, what to do when there are multiple causes of a problem?
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you out with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just leave your comment below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio, there's no video for you to leave your comment under, so just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com and leave your comment there. So, one thing that I've run into, now this is kind of rare, because typically problems seem to be caused by one thing. You eliminate that one thing, you fix it, you bypass it, what have you. Once you do that, the problem goes away. But life's not always like that, is it? Now, sometimes you eliminate the problem, you're sure that's the problem, and it's still broken. Or it's broken in a different way. So what do you do in that case? Well, let's talk about what you do when you have multiple causes to a problem. So the very first thing you should consider is whether this is even a possibility. So let's start off with what situation should kind of raise a red flag in your mind. The first one is, you remove a piece that you know is bad. You've narrowed it down. There's a way to check just that one piece. Maybe it's a video camera. You plug it directly into a display. It doesn't work. It didn't work when you had it connected to your system. It just, and there are no lights. Let's just say it's obvious this is the problem. You remove it. Put in a new camera, problem doesn't go away. Nope, still have that problem, and the camera works perfectly fine everywhere else. You've got multiple issues there. So that's one possibility. Let's say you add in a suspected good piece, and that still breaks it. So like in this example we just had, you add in a good camera. Still broken. Or everything is working, you start adding things back in, and it breaks again. Could be that you've got multiple problems going on. Or, this is the classic one, you just can't eliminate the problem. You think it's one of two things, you bypass one of the things, problem persists. So you go, oh, no problem, it must be the other thing. You bypass that, problem persists. So, in those cases, what do you do? Well, the first thing you do is you get extra simple. So, I've already kind of referenced this as a solution. If you think it's a camera, and you can plug that camera into a working port with a working cord, a working cable, into a working display, and all those things work with everything else, and it doesn't work with this particular camera, that's extra simple. That'll help you determine it. That's the first thing. Next, you can try and test each particular piece. So, if you think, okay, could be the cable, could be the camera, could be the power supply, how can you test each one of those pieces? In the case of the cable, plug some other piece of gear into it. Does it work? No, might be the cable. Yes, then it might be the initial camera. Might be the power supply. So you swap out the power supplies. Does that solve the problem? If it does, good. If it doesn't, that gives you more information. Now, finally, I want you to consider if you do have multiple problems. If it turns out that it's not just the camera, but also the power supply. The camera, the power supply, and the cable, they've all gone bad. You replace all three of those bad boys and it starts working, but if you replace one, any one of them, it doesn't, or any two of them, it doesn't. Consider, well, what could have caused all three of these to go bad? Sure, it's possible they all went bad at the same time. Not very likely, but it's possible. I've seen it happen that more than one thing goes bad at the same time. You know, it's all purchased at the same time. The warranty expires at the same time. Things like that happen. But that's not very common. So a much better explanation is that something that appears to be working is actually causing multiple things to break. So it could be that you've got UPS that instead of providing stable, reliable power supply, power is actually sending out spikes of voltage. So it's actually camouflaging the cause of the problem. You've got something that's causing the problem. It seems to be behaving right now, but it's actually causing other things to break. Absolutely possible. So consider this as you're troubleshooting. If it doesn't make any sense, if you can't find one problem to eliminate, maybe you've got multiples, and if you've got multiples, maybe you've got one cause that's causing these other things to break. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that you find this information something that will help you and your church. If you did, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so by all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can pick up a church tech training resource of your choosing, along with a free subscription to my email newsletter, where I give you more tips and tricks and let you know about all the cool stuff that's happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com, including some stuff that I don't think I'm even allowed to talk about yet, which is really surprising because I'm chief cook and bottle washer, so it might be something from the outside. That's the only hint I can give. Okay, so until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Wait. I almost forgot to tell you to head on over to my store where I've gotten more cool stuff that I've been adding, including something that I'm about ready to announce any minute now. So head over there as well. Till next time.